my strength and song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation. My Father's God, and I'll exalt him. Psalms 27:1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my strength and my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?
How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord Almighty, for my soul longs and even faints for you. to my knees will I fall? Will I sing hallelujah? Will I be able to speak at all? I can only
Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy of your praise tonight. Hallelujah. It's not enough to be near God, but to be in his presence. Amen. Amen. I don't want to just get a little bit of God. I want all of him. I want to get all of Jesus. I don't want partial truth. I want all truth. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's continue to worship him. Amen.
Well done, my child, you finished your race. But for now, the sun's still shining, and there's work to still be done. While we're waiting for the promise of what is yet to come,
finish well every day that we are given. Finish well.
Heaven's going to be full of great things. The splendor of it all is going to be incredible. But there's just one thing that I want to see, and it's Jesus. I want to see my Savior's face. Amen. Amen. It's going to be worth it all. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's continue to worship. Thank you, Lord.
The Lord to say,
oh, what do you want the Lord to say? Well done, good and faithful servant, enter in the joy of the Lord.
What do you want?
What do you want the Lord to say? Oh, what do you want the Lord to say? Well done, good and faithful servant, enter in the joy.
What do you want the Lord to say?
Oh, what do you want the Lord to say? Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter in the joy of the Lord.
Just a little while.
Just a little while to stay here. Just a little while to wait. Just a little while to labor. In the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble in this low and sinful state. Then we'll enter heaven's portal, sweeping through the pearly gates.
Just a little while.
Just a little while to stay here. Just a little while to wait. Just a little while to labor in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble in this low and sinful state. Then we'll enter heaven's portal, sweeping through those pearly gates.
After a while,
it'll all be over. After a while, the sun will shine. After a while, dark clouds will pass over. And we'll shout hallelujah after a while.
After a while.
After a while, it'll all
hallelujah.
Be over.
After a while.
After a while, the sun hallelujah. Will shine. After a while, dark clouds will pass over. And we'll shout hallelujah after a while.
After a while.
After a while.
Shine.
will pass over and we'll shout hallelujah.
Just a little while.
Just a little while to stay here.
Just a little while.
Just a little while to wait.
Just a little while.
Just a little while to labor
in the path that's always straight. Just a little more of trouble in this low and simple state. Then we'll enter heaven's portal, sweeping through those pearly gates.
What do you want?
What do you want the Lord to say?
Oh,
what do you want the Lord to say?
Oh,
well done, good and faithful servants.
Oh,
enter in the joy of the Lord.
What do you want?
What do you the Lord to say?
Oh,
what do you want the Lord to say? Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter in the joy.
After a while
it'll all be over.
After a while the sun will shine.
After a while dark clouds will pass over and we'll shout hallelujah.
Say, what do you want the Lord to say? Well done, good and faithful servants. Enter in the joy of the Lord.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Why don't you give him a shout of praise? Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We just got a little while. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. He is still my strength. He is my present help in trouble. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. We just have a few announcements. Today is still Building Fund Sunday, and then we have Anchor Point Bible Study Monday, June 3rd. We have our daddy-daughter thing on June the 8th at 6. We have an announcement for our college and our career. We are rescheduling our dates that we have put in. We are going to make sure that everybody's aware of our new dates that we're going to have for our Bible study and for our events. And then we have leadership tag-in Tuesday, June 11th. And then we have a wedding on June the 15th. And then... And then we need volunteers for... Children's Crusade. Please see Sister Angie for more details. And then I want to say thank you for coming to tonight's service of Brother Trent from Brother Cooley's Church, I believe. Thank you for coming and being our guest. And then also Sister Peyton. She's out there. I got you. She's with us. Gotcha. Well, we are thankful that she came to the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Can we all stand, please? Brother Will, would you give me a hand as we receive our tithe and our offering? Amen. All right. Let's pray. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. I pray that you continue to move in this service, oh Lord. God, I pray that you bless this offering, Lord. God, I pray that you multiply it, oh Lord. Bless both the gift and the giver. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
It's gonna be soon and very soon. It's gonna be soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. It's gonna be soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King.
Oh, it will be soon
and very soon. We are going to see the King.
It's gonna be soon.
Soon and very soon. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Soon
and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, we're going to see the King.
It's gonna be
soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
It's gonna be
soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
No more crying there, there's gonna be
no more crying there. We are going to see the King.
There's gonna be
no more crying there. We are going to see the King.
There's gonna be
no more crying there. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see
no
the King.
No more dying.
No more dying there. We are going to see the King.
There's gonna
well,
be
no more dying there. We are going to see the King. No more dying there. We are going to see the King.
Hallelujah.
Oh, soon and very soon.
Gonna be
soon and very soon.
We are going to see the King.
It's gonna be
soon and very soon.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord.
We are going to see the King.
Yes, Jesus.
Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see
the King.
Soon and very
soon
and very soon. We are going to see the King.
Soon
and very soon. We are going to see the King.
Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh yes, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, soon and very soon, we're going to see the King. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad to know that my future is in heaven. Hallelujah. I'm so glad to know the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. We serve a great God, a mighty God, an on-time God, and He's here tonight. If you're needing a touch from heaven, Jesus is here. If you've been going through things, Jesus is here. If you're battling sickness in your body, Jesus is here. If you're needing deliverance, Jesus is here. Your answer's not in the world. It's not in a bottle. It's not in a drug. But your answer is in Jesus, because He's come and soon. I want to be found rapture ready. Hallelujah. Soon and very soon. Sing it one more time, sis.
It's gonna be
soon and very soon. We are going to see the King.
It's gonna be
soon and very soon. We are going to see the King.
It's gonna be
soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We're going.
Oh, hallelujah, Jesus.
It's gonna be
soon and very soon.
We are
going to see the King.
Oh, yes, it is.
Soon and very soon.
We are going to see the King.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
We're going to see.
Oh, soon and very
soon and very soon. We are going to see the King.
We're
going
to see.
Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Soon and very soon. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to see the King. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Wonderful Savior, mighty God. Oh, yes, Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. You can be seated for just a moment. I'm so glad about what God is doing here tonight. I'm so thankful. I want to thank Pastor in his absence and Sister Cross White for the opportunity to come and bring to you the word of the Lord. I don't take it lightly. I've been feeling this all day today, and I feel like God wants to speak to us, and I'm excited about what God has done thus far, but I'm excited about his word. Sister Kristen sang so many songs that dealt with what I'm going to be ministering on. One of them was Finish Well. We've got to make it to heaven. The other was Well Done, Thou Good and Faithful Servant. You want to hear that? The other is After a While, Dark Clouds Will Pass Over. You may be going through a tough time, a dark time, a hard time, but hey, after a while, they're going to pass over. There's going to be light at the end. Amen. We just got to finish this race. We just got to keep pressing on. Amen. I'd like to say hello and greet our guests. Good to have you here at Apostolic Lighthouse, Ms. Peyton, Mr. Trent. Good to have you with us. And we're excited that y'all are here in service with us. And so thankful for y'all being here. Please, after service, come chit-chat with us, get connected with some of our young folks. We'd love to visit with you and meet with you. So if we can all stand and turn our Bibles to Matthew chapter 22 and verse 37. Matthew 22 and verse 37. When you have it, say amen. I got to remind myself to slow down. When I get excited, I start talking really fast, and I got to learn to slow down. So Matthew chapter 22, verse number 37 says, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Flipping over to Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse number 4 and 5. Now you'll see the words repeated, but one word is changed in verse number 5. When you got it, say amen if you're there. Deuteronomy 6 and verse 4 and 5 says, and many of you can quote it, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord, and thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. You see, from mind to might. But what I want to talk to you tonight about is there is no plan B. How many of y'all have heard Sister Cross White say that? in our Bible studies and in everything we've been doing, they've been pushing that phrase. We've been pushing that phrase. I say it now. There is no plan B. There's not an exit plan when you're living for the Lord. You can be seated. And so that one word changed from mind to might, and that's not what I want to focus on, but what I do want to focus on is serving the Lord with your all. With your all. We can't have an exit plan. We can't have a plan B, because we want to finish well, Sister Kristen. We want to hear those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." And you know what? If you're going through a dark time, guess what? Dark clouds will pass over. There's going to be light, amen, at the end. Just keep marching on. Amen. I'm trying to slow down, not get ahead of myself. So, might. Serve the Lord with all your might. A definition of might, a good definition of might is the great and impressive power or strength, especially of a nation, a large organization, a natural force. They said it's a convincing display of military might. So when we serve the Lord, when you think about that word might, it means that it's with everything that is within you, you're going to serve Him with all of your power, with all of your strength, with everything you have. You're going to serve the Lord. We don't have a plan B. We have A, just that one plan, plan A, and that's serving Jesus. No matter the darkness that comes my way, no matter the trials that come my way, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to back down, but I'm going to serve God. Things may come and try to derail me, but I'm going to keep pushing forward. With all of my might, and even in the other one, with all of my mind and my thinking, I'm not going to be persuaded. I'm not going to have somebody come in on the outside and try to sow thoughts on the inside to get me to move. I'm not going to have somebody try to put doubt in my mind, try to put other things in my mind. But I'm going to serve Him with all my mind and all my might. So today I want to encourage you to serve the Lord with everything in you. The enemy will try his best to pull you away from God. But you need to have a made up mind that there is no plan B. You need to have a made up mind that you're not going to lose out. You're not going to give in to temptation. You're not going to let the devil take you down, because there's no plan B. Just a week ago, we had a little devotion in men's meeting, and that was that God always makes a way of escape. And any temptation, always look for that way out, because He'll give you that way of escape. You know, we read in John 10 and 10, if you'll flip your Bibles there. It says, "The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and to destroy." And the people stop there and they give the devil all kind of credit right there. He's out to steal, kill, and destroy. But who are we serving here today? We're serving the Lord. And if you read the rest of that scripture, it says, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." I'm here to tell you today, amen, just keep holding on to Jesus. The enemy may come to try and steal, kill, and destroy, but the Lord has come, amen, that you may have life and it more abundantly. We're not going to give in. We're not going to back down. There's no plan B. We can't have an exit plan. We can't have an out plan. We can't give in to the enemy, because that's what he wants. But we're living in the end time. We're living in the last days. And of course, he's going to give it his all to try to pull you out of church and make you think, oh, it's funner on the outside. Oh, there's greener grass on the other side. But really, there's not. All it is a trap and a ploy of the enemy. All it is a trap and a ploy of the enemy to get you out. You can go to many of these adults in here, and some of the younger 20-year-olds and all that have actually fallen, in a sense, or have went away, and they've come back, and they'll tell you it's not worth it. They'll tell you it's not worth it. Anything in this world that makes you give up Jesus is not worth it. And that's not just to the young folks, adults, that's to the adults too. We all have temptations. We all have battles.
We all have things that we go through. We all have storms that we have to battle. And so one of the stories I want to go over is Job. Job, he was a perfect man, an upright man, one that feared God and eschewed evil. And there was born in him, he had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Brother Corbett went over this in jail ministry as well. He had, his substance was 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 yoke of oxen, 500 donkeys, and a very great household, so that this man was the greatest of all men. He had everything. But one day a storm was coming his way. I'm paraphrasing here. And we know that the Lord, or Satan come to the Lord and said, well, I can't, you know, and they had a little conversation, and he was saying, well, I can't get to him. You have a hedge about him. He allowed Satan to test Job. The first one was, you can't touch him, but you can touch his possessions. And you know, he lost all that he had, even his children. But what did he do? He kept going. He prayed. He pushed through. The next one was his body. He had to scrape his boils with potsherd, which is pottery glass, to relieve the pain. But not once did he ever curse God. He had friends come his way trying to say, oh, just give up, give in, throw in the towel. His wife, but not once did he ever, what does the Bible say? Because he held on, because he kept going, because he kept pressing through, that he was blessed double in the end. Why? Because he had a made up mind that there is not a plan B. I'm not going to give in. I'm not going to let, amen, the enemy sow doubt in my mind. I'm not going to let friends, amen, pull me in the wrong direction. I'm not going to let those things go on. I'm going to live for God. And that's what you have to have, is a made up mind. There's no plan B. What about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego? Oh, King Nebuchadnezzar, what happened? He said, if you don't bow when I blow the horn and the music was playing, then I'm going to have you thrown in the fiery furnace. I'm paraphrasing. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego said, well, I'm not going to bow to your idols. I'm not going to bow to the things, your gods. I'm not going to bow to anything like that. I'm going to serve the Lord. Even when it gets hard, even when I have opposition coming against me, I'm going to serve the Lord. And wouldn't you know it, trumpet blew, they didn't bow. They didn't give in. Oh, I'm sure the pressures were huge. I'm sure it would have been easier for them just to say, okay, we'll just bow and then we'll go back to serving the Lord. But they didn't, because that pressure was huge. It was life and death. But for them, they didn't look at it like that. It was life or life. They were going to go meet Jesus. They were going to serve him no matter what. And so they had a made up mind that there's no plan B. There's not an exit plan. You know what, King? Do what you want. Throw me in the fiery furnace. I'm going to serve the Lord. You may go through the fire. You may go through troubles. You may go through hard things, but have that made up mind. I'm going to serve the Lord. We know the story that what happened when he looked in, he saw 4, and the Lord brought them through that fire, through that trial. And I'm here to encourage you today that God will bring you through whatever you're going through. Whatever hard thing you're battling, whatever hard, whatever it is going on in your life, the Lord will bring you through. Is it going to be easy? No. Sometimes you go through storms and it's tough. It's hard. You don't understand it and you want to blame God, but don't blame God. Just say, God, I don't, you know, when I pray, when I'm going through things and I've been battling things, I say, God, I don't understand it, but I know you know what's best for me, Lord. God, just help me make it through this storm. Keep me, God. God, I don't know what to do, but Lord, just guide me. That's what we need to have, is a made up mind that when we're going through something, when we're battling those things, hey, God, just guide me through it, Lord. I don't understand it, but just guide me and keep marching. Don't give in to the enemy, because that's all he wants you to do, is give in and get distracted and get pulled away. I want to encourage you today, there's no plan B. There's not a plan B. You got to have a made up mind that you're going to serve the Lord with all your might, with all your soul, with everything that is within you, because things are going to come. Trials are going to come. Storms are going to come. Temptations are going to come. And they're going to try to pull you out. Other voices will begin to try to speak into your life. Other things will happen that'll try to pull you away from God. But I'm here to encourage you today. Keep holding on. Keep marching. Keep pressing. Keep holding on. Don't give in. There's not a plan B. Hey, now's not the time to give up. Now's the time to get a bulldog grip. Because, amen, you got to make it to heaven. I want to make heaven my home. I don't want to be lost and going to a dying hell. Amen. I don't want to be convinced to go somewhere. No, I want to serve the Lord. I want my feet planted on the solid ground. Amen. I want to give him my all. Amen. I want to encourage you today. There's no plan B. There's no plan B. Get that in your mind. There's not a plan B. Don't think, oh, when I get old enough, I'm just going to go do what I want. There's not a plan B. You have that opportunity. You're of that age. You move out, you can do what you want. Adults, you can do what you want already. Those temptations come, you can do it. But you need to have a made up mind. There's not a plan B. I'm not going to fall to that. I'm not going to give into that. I'm not gonna just go do what I want because I can. No, what does the Word of God say? Amen. This is a roadmap to success. This is what we need to be following. Amen. This is what we need to go by. Amen. We need to cling to His Word, cling to Him, and not to the things of this world, because the things of this world want nothing more than to pull you down and pull you out. But I'm here to encourage you today to hold on. To stay strong. Don't give in to the enemy. Don't give in to the things of this world. We're living in the last days. I'm just going to put it plain out. We're living in the last days. You look at the signs of the time. There's war in Israel. There's all these different things going on. I don't want none of you to leave. I love every one of you, and I want you to make it to heaven. And if you've been thinking of a plan B, get that thought out of your mind. Get that thought out of your mind. There's not a plan B, guys. Plan B is hell. That's not where you want to go. If you need anything, I'm here for you. I want you to make it. I'm tired of the enemy taking our youth, taking our adults, and doing whatever. It's time that we take a stand for our young people. It's time that we take a stand for our adults. I'm tired of seeing people go out. Why? Because they think there's a plan B. There's not a plan B. Plan B is hell. But the enemy will paint a pretty picture. The enemy will paint something good that will lure you away from God, and it's not worth it. I'm not just talking to the young folks. I know we put a lot on them, but I'm talking to the adults too. The enemy wants nothing more than to pull you out. I'm here to tell you today, stick to God's plan. That's the way. I don't want to see none of you leave. I don't want to see none of you go. I want to see you make it. If you leave, I want to see you be successful in the ministry and transfer into another church. Not to anything else. I want to encourage you today. You can make it. I'm on your side. If you need something, I'm on your side. If you're in the trenches and you need somebody to battle with you, I'm on your side. Don't think nobody here loves you. We do. I do. And I want to battle with you, young folks. I want to battle with you, adults. There's not a plan B. If you're going through something, hey, man, hey, come alongside of me. You don't have to tell me what it is. Just say, hey, brother, I need some prayer. I don't need to know your business. I just need to know, hey, I'm going to pray with you. You're going through something. Hey, that's all right. You can make it. Keep marching. Keep going. Keep pushing. That's what we need.
I'm not pastor, but I'm just going to address this. We don't need people talking about other people in the church. We don't need a bunch of talking about things. We need praying. If somebody's hurting, somebody's down, and you know what? Keep it to yourself. Don't discuss those things with other people. That's gossip. Pray for them. Don't go, hey, brother, you hear about so-and-so? That's not right. It's not right. Keep it to yourself. Pray for them. The only person that needs to know those things is pastor and between God. If it needs to go that far. If they talk to you in confidence and they're asking for your prayer, keep it in confidence. Keep it in confidence. You're to pray with them. Check on them. Because there's no plan B. If they've come to you for prayer, they want you to pray with them. They want you to help them. They want you to pick them up. That's the plan A. They're wanting you to be a part of that. And what a great honor it is that somebody would come to me and ask me to pray with them. That means they have trust in me or you. Take it as an honor. Pray with them. I just want to encourage you today. Sister Kristen, as you come, there's no plan B. Young folks, if you've gotten that in your mind, adults, if you've gotten it in your mind, get it out. Don't throw in the towel. Don't give up. We love you. Jesus loves you. Don't give in to temptation. Don't give in to the things of this world. Have a made up mind you're going to serve him. Have a made up mind you're going to live for him. No matter what the cost may be. No matter if people make fun, no matter if the pressures are heavy, you're going to live for the Lord. Amen. I want to encourage you today. Serve the Lord with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might. With everything in you, serve him. With everything in you, serve him. With everything in you, serve the Lord. You can make it. You can make it. You can live for God. We're rooting for you. Adults and young folks alike, we're rooting for you. I want you to make it. And if you're needing something from God, amen, he's here today. If you've been battling those things of doubt, those things of a plan B trying to enter in, amen, these altars are open. Come recommit your life to him. Come give yourself to him.
I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero. And I don't have all the answers.
You gotta hold on.
I held on.
Hold on through the storm.
Till the storm.
Hold on through the trials. Hold on through the test. Hold on through those things. There's not a plan B. There's not giving in.
I'm strong. I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero. And I don't.
Have a made up mind you're going to serve him through everything. I know you may be going through a test or a trial. You might have slipped and fallen, but get back up and keep marching for God. Nobody in here is perfect. We all go through things. We all mess up, but get back up and hold on. Keep marching on. There's not a plan B.
I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I held on till the storm is over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong.
I need to make it. I want to hear those words. Well done, thou good and faithful servant.
I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all. I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong. I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I held storm was over. because I'm great, not because I'm strong. I held on till the storm was over.
Hold on with all of your might.
I don't
hold on
to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because
Jesus.
Not because I'm strong. I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong. I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong. I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong. I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong. I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong. I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong. I held on till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I held on till the storm was over. Not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm